So we said earlier that this mishnah is dealing with the araisa as far as Yerusha. So since a ger is not Yarshin, his father made the araisa, so therefore it was no problem being machlif. And only a din derabanan do we say that a ger Yarshins his father's property. So what's the reason? So we said before, because otherwise, if we don't allow him, we're afraid he's going to go back and he's going to be a mummer for Avodah Zarah. He's going to be worshipping Avodah Zarah again in order to Yarshin his father. So Reb Kiveger says, so what's he thinking? So he goes and he does Avodah Zarah again. But once he's a Jew, he's still not related to his father. So what does he become? He starts worshipping Avodah Zarah. So he becomes a mummer of Avodah Zarah. But even though he's a mummer of Avodah Zarah, he's still not related to his father anymore. He's still a Jew. So why does he think that he's going to Yarshin from his father now that he's a mummer of Avodah Zarah? So Taisus Yeshanim Kedushin that he brings, that the mummer is mistaken. He thinks that by being a Avodah Zarah, he's going to have Yerusha from his father that's a Avodah Zarah, even though now he's a Jew. So Kivega then says, and then it's going to come out, if that's the case, then we're going to have a Chiddush come out of here, that if a ger goes back during, he says, Stafka during the life of his father, that's a non-Jew, and he goes and he worships Avodah Zarah now, Chazal are not going to allow him Yarshin anything from his father anymore. They're going to say, that din derabanan that we gave you, that we allowed you to Yarshin your father, and it was Dafka there to prevent you from doing Avodah Zarah. Now that you did Avodah Zarah, we're not giving you that benefit anymore, so you're not going to Yarshin him anymore. So he brings that we find by a mummel Avodah Zarah, really be'emes, he Yarshins his father. We're not talking about this guy that's a ger and he became a mummer. Stam, a guy goes off and he worships Avodah Zarah. Be'emes, he Yarshins his father. There's a din that Beis Din gives him a punishment that he doesn't have Yerusha from his father. But in any event, his children can be Yarshin from their grandfather and from him. But this guy, this ger, this geyer, and then he goes to Avodah Zarah, there nobody has any Yerusha, it stops. Meaning if this ger had children, and then this ger went off and did Avodah Zarah after his megayer, so now he did Avodah Zarah, and he relinquished the right to Yarshin midrabanan from his father. So now the non-Jewish father does not even Yerusha derabanan to this ger son. And therefore, these grandchildren, l'chara, according to Kiveger, wouldn't even get anything from their grandfather, because that Yerusha from that grandfather, from the non-Jewish grandfather, would stop at this point.